Hey, welcome back to the podcast. This is Brock here. This is episode number 52. Thank you guys for listening. Do you read books? If so, this episode is for you. If you don't read books, this episode is also for you. Some deep thoughts recently on the importance of reading and how I've been able to implement more practical ways to read more often. A lot of people, sadly, go to college, they read a ton, they study a ton, and then they never read a book again. It's very sad to me. So how to read more, also talking about my five most influential books that I consistently reread, and a couple of other goodies about intuition and following that. Thank you guys for joining. We'll see you in the episode here. Welcome back to the Brock Cannon Podcast. Thanks for listening. And today I wanted to throw out a few quick thoughts about books. And I want to start off by saying this. It's interesting to observe in my sphere of influence who are the voracious readers and who reads very little. And there's no judgment either way. Because listen, I didn't grow up reading books. I wasn't like a bookworm. I did enjoy poetry, but I wasn't like the type of kid reading book after book after book. And then, did some college. I never actually graduated. I did a church mission. For some of you that know my background, I grew up Mormon, did a church mission for 2 years in Seoul, Korea. And, for those 2 years, just really read a lot of, church type stuff. No fun reading was really allowed. But when I got home, I became completely enamored by personal development books. And I guess what I wanted to say first and foremost, and I know I jump around all the time because that's just how my mind works. I think it's so sad, and I don't know what other word to use other than sad, that people, authors will spend sometimes 10, 20, 30 years at a minimum. They're usually putting in a good year to write a book. And this is decades or years of their life experience, of their lessons, of their knowledge, of their wisdom. I'm going to give you one example. So right now I'm finishing up, I want to make sure I say the book correctly. I think it's How to Change Your Mind by Michael Pollan, which talks a lot about the use of psychedelics, his experience with it. And man, this book is just an encyclopedia. And I think, first and foremost, I will never have the commitment to research the way Michael Pollan does, nor would I ever be able to personally articulate his lessons the way that Michael Pollan expresses himself. But what a shame to not at least take a couple of weeks to read his book. And obviously he has a lot of books, but whether you're interested in psychedelics or not, there's just so much wisdom in this little book. And so I think about that all the time. People spend decades and decades of their lives writing books in some cases, and we're too lazy to read it. And there's millions of books, obviously, so it's difficult to choose, which ones you read. I've read a lot of books, and I wanted to just kind of share a couple interesting philosophies. I want to throw out a couple of questions to you, the beloved listener, and just maybe have you leave by thinking about a couple of these points. And as you know, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, you'll know this is unscripted. I do these in a very non-conventional way. Most of my podcasts are solo. And the reason I do that is because, I've been at this a couple of years, and I've just now found and had the massive self-awareness to have to know that if it's not simple for me to produce it and to get it done, then I'm not going to do it. I'm going to feel too overwhelmed. That said, I am in the process of lining up some new guests, and I'm excited about that. But Done is better than perfect. So there's the first lesson or takeaway for the day. And I really believe that. Even if you don't get it 100% right the first time, I'm going off on a tangent, by the way. We'll get back to books in just 1 second, but I want to give you guys an example. So this morning I made just a little Instagram reel, little video about following intuition. Now, do you believe that if you follow your intuition, good things will always come as a result? Maybe. I think that's a very positive mindset, and I'm definitely categorized as a very half glass type of person. But I don't believe that. I believe that most of the time it will turn into something that will help us grow more than anything. But I don't believe that every intuition will always lead to some type of immediate success. So let me give you guys an example. So this morning, so recently, relocated to Sarasota, Florida, and wanting to feeling impressed to build out my private breathwork clientele a little bit more. I really value the one-on-one work. I've worked with top UFC fighters. I've worked with CEOs, people from all walks of life, recovering addicts, people recovering from heroin and using breathwork as a tool. So I had the desire to build out more private clients as I moved here. So trying to think, how do I get the word out? How do I get the word out? And I had a thought in terms of how to market myself better at 5:30 this morning. I woke up, I went to the bathroom, and I laid in bed, and the thought was so clear. I felt surprisingly rested. And I was like, this is it. This is a great idea. And I was thinking, oh, I'll go to sleep and I'll remember it. But I've learned the hard way that if I go back to sleep without writing it down, it's going to go away. Now, listen, sometimes I will write something down in the middle of the night, wake up to the next day when I'm fresh and realize it wasn't actually that great of an idea or an intuition. But this particular idea this morning, I was pretty excited about, and I went and wrote it down, and then actually just went right into the creation of this thing that I was creating, which I'm psyched about, and hopefully it will, yield some clients. But even if it doesn't, here's why I'm such a fan of following your intuition, because it at least got me into the practice of tuning into myself. Of tuning into those thoughts. A maybe smaller example would be if you're going about your day and then suddenly an old friend pops into your mind and you have the thought, oh, I haven't heard from, I'll use one of my buddies, Jared, as an example, who I need to always catch up more with. And I sometimes just I think about it and then I don't act on it. But I'm always happy and grateful every time I actually pick up the phone, call him. And just take a minute to reconnect, like that's the juice of life. So getting more into the habit of following our own intuition versus just following what's being spoken to us on social media, or hey, even a podcast like this, you might hear all of this and think, hey, this is garbage. And I would always encourage someone to just say, listen to your intuition. Listen to your intuition. Follow that. If it's positive, if it's not hurting someone, follow that. So anyway, back to books. So my question, just to put a period on the last thought too, is like, ask yourself, how can I tune into my intuition more often? What would I need to do? Would it be writing things down, having a journal by my bed, taking more quiet time, meditation time? Right now I'm in the sauna. The sauna is like this just purification place to me where thoughts often just pour out, and hence why I like to sometimes podcast in the sauna as I'm dripping with sweat. So books to me have always been important, probably since I would say 22 years old. Personal development became my college. Books, CDs at the time. Listening to hours and hours and hours of CDs in my car. I used to subscribe to Success Magazine. It always came with this monthly CD. And it was absolutely epic. Maybe it still does. I don't know. Actually, no, I kind of doubt it because CDs are pretty much out. But it was epic. It was like an hour of just these brilliant snippets of these interviews with experts. And I would just soak it up. And I'd listen to these CDs over and over and over as I drive around and stuff. So as Jim Rohn says, as Tony Robbins says, whoever coined it first, I'm not really sure, but turn your car into a mobile university. It's brilliant. It's time we're spending anyway. Why not feed our mind? So I was listening to a book this morning. I'm also reading it on Kindle because there's so many good things I like to underline. But it's called Changing the Paradigm by Bob Proctor. I believe that's the title, Changing the Paradigm by Bob Proctor. So if you are not familiar with Bob Proctor, he's one of the main teachers in the famous movie The Secret. He's actually the one of the main teachers that introduces The Secret at the very start of the classic film. So really influential guy. I've always resonated and meshed with his material. He's 86 years old now, so he's so energetic. He's got so much wisdom. So shout out to Bob Proctor. Read his stuff. He has so much good stuff. But I'm currently reading How to Change the Paradigm or Changing the Paradigm. I can't remember the title. But he posed a question this morning, basically saying, is it better to read book after book after book and actually not be awake enough and aware enough to make those changes? Because information is just useless without action, right? Or is it more beneficial maybe to find the most impactful books that really have the ability and power to change your life in a positive way, whether that's in the genre of spirituality, personal development, finance, business, relationships, whatever is the best of the best and whatever speaks to you the most, would it not be more valuable to read the book once, but then to revisit, reread, study that? And we know that repetition is the mother of skill. It's how we as little babies learn to talk. I'm doing that right now with my little girl as you're talking to them over and over and over and over. Oh, banana, spaghetti, all these words. And it's a lot of repetition. And then eventually they're going to have heard it enough to where they start talking, they start learning those words. So nothing changes as we grow older. So if we're putting good stuff in our brain, if we're putting personal development material into our brain on a daily basis that's telling us that we're worthy, that we're enough, that we have everything we need inside of us, that we have the ability to reach our dreams and our goals and positive stuff, like we're going to eventually believe that. And, true case study on history, Hitler also did the same thing. He repeated stuff so many times, which so much, so with so much emotion that he ultimately brainwashed an entire society. And we had a Holocaust as the result. So, what we put in our brain matters. And I would ask you the question, what are your top five most influential books, and what do you feel called to revisit? I'll give you guys mine. It's just a quick finale here. I'll probably miss one or two, but it's not difficult for me to pinpoint the books that I like to reread and am going to make a bigger commitment to reread. Number one would be The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho, international bestseller for God knows how many years now. And for sure, if you haven't read The Alchemist, pick up a copy. It's amazing. I've gifted it to my teenage daughters. It's amazing. The Alchemist is great, and you should reread that at least once a year. The next, I would say, for me, that started a lot of my own personal transformation years ago was, oh my God, The Untethered Soul. Sorry, it took me a second. I was thinking of his other book, The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. That book will crack you wide open. It will make you think and observe yourself in a way that you never have before. And it'll also bring you a lot of peace. So, The Untethered Soul. Another very influential author and person in my life, would be Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne Dyer, God rest his soul. Anything by him. I've literally read every book of his. How to Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. It's one of my favorites. They're all very meaningful. They're all fantastic. For development as a man and in understanding the feminine better, which I still have a long way to go, as my partner can attest to. Oh my God, again, having a maybe it's the heat getting to my brain. But by David Data, The Way of the Superior Man. Sorry, that took me a minute. It takes a minute to think when you're sweating in a 130-degree sauna. So thank you for your patience. Yeah, The Way of the Superior Man, absolute classic. Shout out to Joshua Sprague, my good buddy, my mentor, who helped me uncover that one in the beginning. It's a great book to reread. For something that is just pretty quick and going to give you snippets and extremely valuable advice for business and for life. Really incredible growth hacks, productivity hacks. I really like Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss. It's a very, very good book. It's absolutely enormous and I love it. And if I had to pick a final one for health, for wellness, even though I have not yet completed it because it literally is like 500 pages. My buddy Ben Greenfield has a book called Boundless. If you've read anything by Ben, you know how brilliant he is. Boundless really spoke to me though because it had very practical exercises and suggestions at the end of each chapter that he walks you through exactly how to implement them. And I think that's very key. And none of it felt overwhelming, despite the attention to detail, the attention to the science, and a lot. But Ben is just a master at sharing his routines with the world, and he's very, very good at that. So definitely check out Boundless. It's worth the money. It's a little more, but it's like an encyclopedia. It's like a Bible of wellness. It's just absolutely awesome. So check that out. So again, I would close by asking you, what are your top five books that you would reread and restudy that would just help you to learn how to have a great life? Love to hear from you. Drop a comment, and share what's been the most impactful to you. And if you're not really reading right now and you like feel like shit because you say you never have time to read, I just did another video about this. I would offer these three suggestions really quickly. Number one, install Kindle on your phone and put it right on your home screen. Move all your other shit, your Instagram, your Facebook, you know, whatever, put it right on your home screen so it's extremely visible. So in your moments where you're standing in line, where you're bored, where you're at a very long red light, open your Kindle app and like read a page or two. And that might not sound like a lot, but something like Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss, you can digest that information. There's short chapters. You can bust through one of those in your spare time during the day. Number two suggestion would be to download Audible or your favorite book listening app. I've been listening to Audible for years. I've been happy with it. I get two books a month. It's like $20 a month. Very, very worth it. And they also have a lot of free books to listen to now if you're a Prime member. Like, it's pretty epic. The last suggestion I would have is just have a good hard copy book where you spend a little downtime, meaning the bathroom. When you go in for your business, grab that bathroom book and read a page or two, and you know, take 5 minutes, give yourself a break, put something good in your mind. And if you do those things, even if it's just in these little nooks and crannies of your day, you will start to read more. You will start to love it more, and you'll get hooked. And chances are, you'll want to read more than a page, and you'll get into a very solid habit of reading a little bit more. So, I'd love to hear from you guys. What has been key in you being able to read more? And also, what are your most influential books that have made the difference to you and that you would reread again and again? Thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. With over 2 million podcasts out there, it means the world that you listen to mine. Be well. Peace. Love. Take care.